That was Amani Gantt. He was pretty big last night. 21 points, 7 rebounds in Texas State's 71-60 victory over the Arkansas State Red Wolves. We're about expunged on that topic, but before we go, move on to something else. Just like to play Bill Culhane on the call. There were plenty of highlights in that game last night, so here are some of them. At Bill Culhane on the call for the Texas State Sports Network.
Cam one dribble, Tilbury at the top. Caden takes the three, makes the three. High arcing three by Caven Tilbury. Now to Gantt, Imani through the lane, gets around Bakum, lays it in with the left hand. Black fades with the dribble to the right wing. Now goes to work on Pierre, stops. Pass to Gantt, right baseline. Bakum on him. Bobcats are going to clear out. Imani, shot from 10. Up and over. Bakum is good. Imani Gantt on fire. He's got 17. Bobcat lead 8. We just went under the halfway point of the second half. Black to Tilbury. Dribble down the left side of the lane. As Caven is falling down, the shot high off the glass. It kisses and goes through. And John Brady calls timeout. Tilbury, he's got 10. Up ahead to Naylor in the offensive end. Now to Tilbury. Caven, left side, Gantt underneath. Reverse layup is good. Imani Gantt got it up before the shot blocker came over. Imani's got 19. BC DeRay at the buzzer out front. Three-point shot doesn't go. Rebound tipped away, and that does it. Light the star on Jackson Hall.
Light the star on Jackson Hall indeed as the Bobcats came away victorious. Up next is a very tough test. Little Rock. 15-2 in conference play, 25-3 overall. They are far and away the number one team in the Sunbelt Conference men's division, and have already clinched their berth in the Sunbelt Conference tournament. Maybe that's something that the Bobcats can
play a little spoiler.
You know, maybe they play a little spoiler. Maybe Little Rock, you know, not looking to push anyone too hard, especially welcoming in a ninth place team. No disrespect, but you know, maybe that's what happens and. The Bobcats maybe catch them napping.
That's an excellent point, Matt. That, you know, getting towards the end of the season, a lot of these top ranked teams, they look past these teams looking at the tournament.
I think so. So it'll be interesting. We've also got to keep an eye on what Georgia State, South Alabama, and Arkansas State do over the next week or two, because their losses or victories could be just as important for the Bobcats' postseason hopes.
Not only do we need wins, but we need some help along the way. Yeah, team's got to lose.
You never like it when it's not in your hands, but that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
We're going to take what we can get. You ever notice, looking at the schedule from last year, February is just not the month for Texas State basketball. I don't have the exact numbers, but the trends were very similar. And then they get hot in March, so I don't understand what it is in February. It might be the weather. It might just be they don't like that it's only 28 or 29 days. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe Casper just doesn't like February. I don't know.
Maybe the scheduling gods are always particularly cruel.
That's true.
In February.
That's true.
Because you can never count out the scheduling gods or the script writers, as more cynical people like to call them. But that wasn't the only basketball game that took place yesterday. The Texas State women's team also played in Jonesboro, Arkansas, against the Arkansas State Red Wolves women's team. And the Arkansas State Red Wolves women, they are the Little Rock of the women's side of the Sun Belt Conference. They're currently 17-0. 17-0. 23-3 overall. 17-0 in conference play. And 87 points. I mean, it's good. It's hard to win a basketball game in college when you give up 87 points.
It's hard to put up 87 points in a college basketball game, Matt. And that just shows how extremely talented this Red Wolf team is.
You know, they're led by Andrea Gamble. I mean, and she, you know, she had an average performance by her standards with just 16 points. And
that Brown Haywood girl, she can play. She can flat out shoot the basketball, and she can play.
She led the Red Wolves with 22 points on 4-for-7 shooting from downtown, as the Red Wolves shot 12-for-22 from deep, something the Bobcats normally pride themselves in. The three-point shot was not falling for Texas State yesterday. They finished 6-for-23 from downtown. Raven Burns had half of the Bobcats' makes. She had 5 she was second on the Bobcats, 13 points. A pretty solid performance by Taylor Deere. She had 10 points in the fourth quarter, made 5-for-6 free throws, which is always good to see. And Taylor Deere quietly averaging double digits this year. She's not really having the impact on the team that we've seen her have in her freshman year last season. I've always thought, you know, the Bobcats women's team, they're playing some of the tougher teams down the stretch, you know, and they're right now sat in the eighth spot. They don't want to drop any farther. They're two games ahead of Appalachian State and a game behind UT Arlington for the seventh spot. Taylor Deere, I feel like she could be the main difference maker. She's been relegated to the bench. She's coming off as a sort of a six player now. I think she can be the main difference for the Bobcats if they want to get into the tournament and make some noise.
3-point shooting and a six player coming off the bench can be huge for Texas State. I've been talking about how well they can shoot the basketball and how that can make for some deadly tournament matchups for Texas State if they can get hot. Taylor Deere on top of that adds another scoring factor. So this team can put up a lot of points, and they play extremely hard. Coach Z has them playing hard. They dive for loose balls. They take charges. They're really fast. They play fast. They play at a fast pace. I mean, they're really fun to watch. And 3-point shooting and another scoring option, Texas State might make some noise in the tournament.
Yeah, I completely agree that the 3-point shooting, although it can shoot you out of games, when you're in a tournament and you start feeling good and getting into that offensive rhythm and you're making three after three, you can start devastating and pulling away from your opponents. I think Taylor Deere offers that X factor to the Bobcats offense, not to take anything away from the other main role players, Ariel Anderson and Caitlin Walla. When they're clicking and working together, setting each other up, that's a deadly combination. But yeah, I think Taylor Deere, she's the X factor for the Bobcats.
She had an excellent game last night. She played really, really well, and she kind of struggled a little bit. And, you know, they say there's a sophomore slump, but what it really is just teams scout you. There's no element of surprise anymore for a player after their freshman year. And so now Taylor Deere is learning how to kind of play around that and find her spots and find her places on the floor where she can score. And last night was a good production and a good showing of that. And so she looks like she's going to progress moving forward. And that can be another solid guard coming in after Ariel Anderson leaves, because you know how fantastic she's been for Texas State women's basketball. Taylor Deere could possibly be stepping into that role as the next guard for Texas State.
But just like the men, it gets even more tougher. I just saw that Little Rock is 13-4 in conference and have won 10 in a row.
Ah, see, that's where I was wrong.
Yeah,
I said
they were terrible.
I was a little confused there. I was thinking of somebody else. That's just scheduling, man. It's tough. You got to move past it, Coach Z, she talked about it a little bit in the interview, talking about how she's gonna have to be, that this team is gonna be fired up to play them. And Texas State needs to. Little Rock has their eyes on Texas State, and they're gonna have to play a lot better than they did last night.
Okay, guys, just really quickly, I've got an update from the Texas State softball team. They are currently in Phoenix, Arizona, taking part in the Grand Canyon University Invitational. And I couldn't, on the Grand Canyon University website, their stats page is not updating with information about the team, but the Texas State softball Twitter account, they are taking care of that for you. That's at TX State Softball.
Thank you,
that
Twitter.
That is the Twitter account. They're in the sixth inning, trying to figure out. They didn't say bottom or top. I think it's the top of the sixth inning. The Bobcats are trailing 4-1 to Northern Illinois University, the Huskies. And back-to-back singles for the Bobcats in the sixth inning. So they've got two on, nobody out, and they're trailing 4-1. It's clutch time for the Bobcats. I'm trying to see if I can get an update on who is pitching. Rupp is pitching for the Bobcats. So she gets up, giving up four runs, but you know, that will barely damage her sub-1 ERA. She has been outstanding. So the softball team, they're taking part in the Grand Canyon Invitational.
I believe they're now receiving votes in the polls.
Yeah, they are.
They deserve them, quite frankly. All right. One of the best teams in the Sun Belt for sure. One of the best pitchers in college softball in Randy Rupp, hands down, certainly.
Preseason Pitcher of the Year, SPC.
Exactly. But I digress. The women, they fall 87-50 in the basketball side to the Arkansas State Red Wolves. As always, Coach Zenere Antoine was kind enough to join Bill Culhane. He was on the call. after the game to discuss a little bit about the struggles of playing such an experienced and talented Arkansas State team. Not to mention Zenner Antoine. Towards the tail end of this, she'll talk a little bit about the upcoming game and how the challenge is never ending for the Texas State Bobcats. Here's Coach Z after the game.
It is tough. You know, it's tough even to talk to you right now, honestly, though, because, you know, you want to say you go up against a team that feels like they've been, you know, cut and flight, not having a chance on the NCAA tournament. These kids are hungry, and that's what happens when you're hungry. You just figure out and find a way, and they did there in the latter part of the game, going into the third and fourth quarter. They just poured it on, and then we hit a point, honestly, of no return at that point, and so I just wanted to get a lot of our younger kids in to get them some experience and rest some legs. We've got four more games coming up. You know, it's sometimes when you're battling an intangible, you just gotta dig deep and find a way. Sometimes it happens through experience like this. You know, my hope is that right now, as our fans can hear, that they're cheering and jeering because they're cutting down nuts, that leaves a really nasty taste in our mouth. Because if you're a competitor, you're not gonna like it, and you're gonna find a way. And I think we found that this team has found a way multiple times early in this season. We gotta fight to the finish right now, and that's kinda where we're at as a group. We gotta forge ahead. You know, we beat them at our place, so trust me, I know Coach really well. He's got those kids fired up, so we've got to do another great job defensively on them at home, and we've got to stay focused on our goal again and fight to the finish.
Kyle, there was a particular statement that Coach Z mentioned that you liked. Would you like to share?
Yeah, she commented on Arkansas State cutting down the nets, because with that win, the Red Wolves won the regular season SBC championship. And so they're cutting the nets behind them, and Coach Z is doing this interview, and she's saying that she's just got this nasty taste in her mouth, and that she's, you know, if you're a competitor, then you hate this. You hate having this team having so much success behind you, and that is just wonderful to have as a coach, and that kind of fire that's in her.
And to tail on to that, the point you just make about you getting fired up as a competitor, you know, I believe with both teams traveling with each other, the Texas State men's team, they might have saw that as well. And during these Arkansas State basketball games, they had a celebration. I'm trying to remember if it was during the men's or the women's game, where they hung a banner for the volleyball team. They had just accomplished something great. They've also got this football team that tore through the Sun Belt Conference last season. And I think when you compile all these things and then you see them doing something like cutting down the nets before you take the floor a half hour later to play their men's team, yeah, I think that definitely struck a fire in the men's team for sure. And I'd love to see on Saturday if it has the same effect on the women's team when they're in action.
It's really nice to see a coach with that kind of competitive fire and that kind of competitive build. And you're right, Matt. Maybe the men's did see that, and it built a fire in their belly, and they said, "Hey, we got to come out here. We got to show out. We got to make up for this, and we got to show that we're also a really good team in the Sun Belt Conference." And